Fred Overton is from Crofton, and if you do history on basketball, back Fred Overton, before the Christian County consolidated to Christian County Schools, probably in 62 or 63, Fred played at Crofton, I think has the record, I could be wrong, of most points ever scored by any individual in Christian County when he played at Crofton High School. Averaged about 35 or 40 a game. Anyway, goes to Austin Peay, has a great career there. But Fred's from Crofton. Fred was assistant coach at Pepperdine from 68 to 72 and recruited Bert Averett, who in my mind, yes, Greg Buckner had a great pro career. So did Chris Whitney. Mm-hmm. And I love both of them. Bert Averett was the first. And Bert Averett, in my mind, was the best pro. Bert Averett played 8 years in the NBA and the ABA. Dan Issel told me one time, the legendary player at Kentucky, and just got voted the SEC athlete of the decade or whatever it is. And he told me that when the Kentucky Colonels had lost in the ABA championship in 73 and 74, had Artis Gilmore, Dan Issel, Louis Dampier, all Hall of Famers. But when they traded for Bert Averett, that's what got them over the hump.
Yeah.
They won the ABA title in 75. And Dan Issel gives credit to Bert Averett.
That's awesome.
And Bert got me tickets. I just read over the weekend, it was the 50th anniversary of when the Kentucky Colonels won the ABA title in 1975. Bert, I was at the game that they beat the Indiana Pacers to win the title. I was at that game. It was they beat the Pacers in a six-game series, and they beat them in Freedom Hall, and Bert got me tickets.
That's awesome.
And when Bert Averett died in 19, his funeral was at Hoptown High School in the gym. And we had just gotten back from a road trip. I was coaching at Jacksonville State, and I told my boss, I'm going to Bert Averett's funeral, so I'm going to miss a couple of days' practice.
Yeah.
And I never missed practice ever in my career. So I came home, and his sister and daughter had me sitting with his family. Mm. I was very close with Bert. When Bert was playing at Pepperdine, and when he had come home in the summer, he'd always call me and pick me up, and we'd go to the rec center and play ball all day. And then when he was a pro and I was playing at Murray State, same thing. And the coolest thing ever was, as a kid, I always wanted a Corvette. And I ended up getting them later. Bert Averett had the coolest Corvette out there. And when he rolled up into Hoptown, this was about 73 or 74, he was a pro. And had a pearl white Corvette, and he had the first time I'd ever seen a license plate with your name on it.
Oh yeah,
and it had Bird A, and I'll never forget that. I'm thinking that's the coolest thing I'd ever seen. And but anyway,
probably Bird, still is the coolest thing you've ever
seen.
Yeah,
it is.
Let's be real.
And so Bird, when he died, the New Era interviewed three people. The new Bird interviewed Ben Fletcher, who was his attorney.
Yeah,
interviewed Dan Issel, who was his teammate, and interviewed me. And I told that story. But anyway, Fred Overton recruited Bert Averett. I know I'm kind of going...
No. I'm following the webs that we weave.
But Fred Overton from Crofton, Kentucky, recruited Bert. And when I played for Fred Overton at Murray, I said, how did you get Bert Averett? He told me in 1969, Hoptown's gym opened, first year it opened. And Hoptown, that's the first time they'd ever won the regional, was 1969. They'd never gone to a state tournament. 69 was the first year they went to the state tournament.
Okay.
Bird was a junior. They had Henry Parker, Wendell Lynch, who was the former mayor of Hopkinsville, Bird Averett, Melvin Woodard, and a big white guy named Richard Decker. That was a starting five. They went to the state tournament, and they beat Hazard in the first round, and then they lost to Louisville Central.
Okay.
And Louisville Central is considered maybe one of the top five all-time greatest high school basketball teams in Kentucky.
Sure.
They didn't lose a game. And they beat Hopkinsville in the second round. If Hopkinsville would have been in the opposite bracket of Louisville Central, they would have played in a championship game. Louisville Central beat Ohio County by like 50 points in the state. It wasn't even a game. Right. Louisville Central was that dominant. But Hopkinsville lost to him in the second round. But anyway, but that's when Bird Averett, everybody knew about Bird.
They found out about him
when he was a junior in high school. His senior year, think about this. He should have been Mr. Basketball. He wasn't. They gave it to a player who went to UK because he went to UK.
Happened a lot.
Bird wasn't recruited by Murray, Western, Eastern, Moorhead, Louisville, which were the six Division I schools. The only offer he had was Kentucky State, was in Frankfort, which was a Division II school.
Yep.
Fred Overton was in Hopkinsville that Christmas to see his daddy, to visit his father from Malibu, California.
Mm-hmm.
Hopkinsville, and I think they still do, during Christmas, they have a holiday tournament. I think the Toyota Classic is what they call it now.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, back then, when Hoptown opened their gym, it was the best gym in the state of Kentucky. And they had a big Christmas tournament every year, and Fred Overton was there recruiting because he was home for Christmas to see his dad. Saw Bird Averett. Didn't know who Bird Averett was. Saw him.
Just knew he needed to play Division I basketball.
And said, oh, my God.
Yeah.
And then they offered him a scholarship to Pepperdine. I don't know if any of you ever been on Pepperdine's campus. Off the chart. It's right on Malibu. It's right on the ocean.
It's gorgeous. It's
fabulous.
I've never been there, but I've seen it.
Oh, yes.
It's very nice.
Well, anyway, Bird goes there. His freshman year was a leading scorer in the nation because back then, freshmen couldn't play on the varsity.
Right.
And I've got in my scrapbook, I got a picture of him scoring over Bill Walton, who was a freshman at UCLA, because Bill Walton couldn't play on the varsity team.
And he was waiting to play for Wooden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Bird put up, they played UCLA twice and had 45 and 41 against UCLA when they had Walton and Jamal Wilkes when they went on to win two national championships.
Yeah.
Anyway, Bird plays 3 years at Pepperdine, leading scorer in the nation, gets drafted and plays 9 years in the pros. So anyway, Fred Overton leaves Pepperdine in 73, takes assistant job at Murray State,
yeah,
and recruited me to come to Murray